The Federal Reserve is looking for signs that it's time to cut interest rates. It saw the opposite signals today. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Minute. Economic data shows the labor market remains resilient, inflation is still elevated, and consumer spending is strong. The producer price index for February, a measure of the prices businesses pay, which can later affect consumers, showed a gain of 0.6% month over month, mostly thanks to rising fuel prices. Retail sales during the same period grew 0.6% as well. At gas stations, but also at department stores, which showed a 0.4% gain, restaurants gained 0.5%. And initial jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, last week remained low at 209,000. Meanwhile, the count from the week prior was revised down significantly. And the TikTok saga has a new chapter. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on CNBC that he'll assemble an investor group to purchase the platform. The House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill to compel Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Minute.